Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Stop vaping. That is the advice now from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This after a third person died from a severe lung illness that may be linked to e-cigarettes. That was in Indiana. The other two cases in Oregon and Illinois. The CDC's Dr. Dana Meany.
Until we continue the investigation of more information to avoid use of e-cigarettes, but emphasizing that things should not be added and things should not be mixed.
The fatality in Oregon involved THC from a product purchased from a recreational marijuana shop. Health officials say they've identified 450 possible cases now linked to vaping in 33 states. These are all incidents in which someone had vaped for at least 3 months. Officials note that in most of the illnesses, it involves teens. An underground blast rattles a cab in Murray Hill. Con Ed is on scene, and so is our Sonia Rincon, who tells us what happened.
Workers were in a trench here on 2nd Avenue, cutting and removing an old unused gas line to make room for new water and sewer lines, when a cap on the line blew off. It pushed up a metal construction plate over it several feet away. There was a taxi stopped on that plate with passengers in it.
Initially, I thought somebody hit us from behind, and there was a lot of smoke in the cab.
Imran was riding in the back with his son, who was headed to his second day of 8th grade. He says everyone bumped their heads on the roof when the cab was propelled into the air.
I asked the cab driver how he's doing. He said he hurt his back. My son was like, I'm fine. I need to go to school. I'm getting late.
Only the driver was taken to a hospital to be checked out. Con Ed says this shouldn't have happened because the old gas line had any gas cleared from it. An investigation is underway. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds on 2nd Avenue.
As Hurricane Dorian treks northward, New York City has closed all city beaches both to swimming and surfing through tomorrow due to dangerous rip currents. There's also a high surf advisory for Long Island and New Jersey. And we have flood advisories for both coasts of Long Island and the South Shore of Connecticut through 9 p.m. tomorrow. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for parts of Delaware, Massachusetts, and Maine. The National Hurricane Center says hurricane conditions are expected tomorrow in Nova Scotia. The city's top cop is calling for consequences for anyone who disrespects one of New York's finest. This comes after yet another liquid-tossing incident targeting police.
The latest obstacle thrown at police, a milk container splashing an officer securing a fire scene in the Bronx. Those in the video laugh, but Police Commissioner James O'Neill says it isn't funny.
These incidents of disrespect, we cannot tolerate them. There has to be consequences for them, and it has to stop.
They've issued a photo of the person they're looking for.
So if you're going to disrespect a cop and it's criminal or if it's a violation, chances are you're probably going to get locked up either then or when we conduct the investigation. But it's got to stop.
O'Neill says some people don't like police. He does not think there's any attitudinal change in public sentiment. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
There is a new study on the link between work at Ground Zero and an increased risk of heart trouble. It suggests that firefighters who arrived early or spent more time at the World Trade Center site after the attacks have a modestly higher risk of developing heart problems than those who came later or stayed less. While researchers admit the study cannot prove that working at Ground Zero caused heart problems, they say those who spent more time there have shown a 44% greater risk. The study is published in Network Journal. The child who was the subject of an Amber Alert on Long Island was found today. Her mother has now turned herself in. 3-year-old Vanessa Tennant Mitchell was reported missing at around 8:20 last night near Pleasure Drive in Riverhead. This is after Southampton police say her mother, 42-year-old Pachita Tennant, shot the child's father, 36-year-old Andrew Mitchell, and took off with the girl. Police Lieutenant Susan Ralph says the toddler was found unharmed at the home of a relative.
It appears she's been there through the night. We're trying to establish what time she was dropped off, but she was there through the night.
The mother has since surrendered police. The father is in stable condition. The New York City Police Department has cut the ribbon on some new digs in Lower Manhattan.
The NYPD has added more investigators to its Special Victims Division. Now it's upgrading facilities where survivors of sexual assault can find comfort and privacy.
We know that sex crimes are grossly underreported. We also know that when a survivor comes forward, that survivor is showing a great deal of strength and courage.
That's Deputy Chief Judith Harrison explaining that the environment of soft colors and lighting and comfortable chairs are a far cry from the investigator's workstation in a busy precinct.
What we're doing is we're just really making an effort to get better, and everything that we've been doing has been done with the survivor in mind.
Safe Horizons is a nonprofit that also provides counselors to help survivors through every step of the legal, medical, and social process. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
New probes into both Facebook and Google, this time to see if they're violating antitrust laws. New York's Attorney General Tish James confirmed the Facebook investigation, which will focus on whether the social networking giant has endangered consumer data, reduced the quality of consumer choices, or increased the price of advertising. Separately, both the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal say a coalition of attorneys general will also announce a similar investigation into Google.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.